Welcome to the Great Western Woods World Building Podcast with me, Angeline Trevina.
And me, HB Line. Join us as we talk all things world building.
Get tips and advice for creating rich and immersive worlds for your stories. Whether you're an aspiring author or wanting to level up your world building for future books.
We'll be digging deep into our own experiences and sharing what we've learned along the way to publishing over 15 books between us in 5 years. So get comfy.
And grab a cuppa. Let's get world building.
Welcome to the show. Last time we talked about Indie Author Week, and I hope our listeners took the opportunity to connect with other indie authors during the event. If you went to an actual in-person event and met authors and readers, please feel free to tweet us at the GWW podcast and share your experiences.
So today we are going back to basics and talking about all the essentials of world building. Throughout June, we've been running our World Building Quest Challenge over on Instagram, prompting people to create an entire world from scratch in just 30 days.
We have, and we didn't just create the prompts and then leave everyone to it. We've been building a world too. If you heard our bonus episode, you'll know that we're building this world together in preparation for a co-writing project that we have planned. We're each going to write our own book set in the same world, so it's been lots of fun working on creating that world together.
And it's been interesting to break down the process into steps and look at the absolute basics of it. Because when you've done a lot of world building, or I think it's the same with anything really, I think you just become so used to it that you don't see it in its basic form anymore. It was surprisingly difficult to break it down to look at it step by step like that.
Yeah, I've never really built a world that systematically before. I've tended to create as I go, building the world and its rules around the story. So this different way of approaching it and really thinking in depth about so many different aspects of it has been a challenge, and it's been a learning curve.
Yeah. So let's start not actually at the beginning, but before it. What essential things do you do or do you need before you even start world building?
Well, as I said, in the past, my world has grown out of the story. So for me, the characters and the story idea really come before the world. But for this project, the very first thing I had to have was a new notebook.
Definitely.
I think depending on how you get ideas and what kind of writer you are, I would say that it's important to gather your inspiration. So that might be music or images or other books that inspire you, or films or TV shows. Maybe you've seen something that sparked your imagination, and having some visual prompts around will help to set the stage, if you like, for creating your own world.
I started my first series, the Paper Duchess series, back in October 2015, and I learned a lot of lessons the hard way doing that. Like, for one thing, I didn't start my series Bible until I was halfway through writing book 3 of 4. Let me quickly explain. So a series Bible is one place where you keep all the information that you might need to refer back to in future series. Without one, I literally found myself having to grab the copies of the previous books to look through them to find out what this character's wife was called, or how I spelt a particular place name. When you have an up-to-date series Bible, you have all that information to hand. Every character, every location, every bit of history, every jargon word, whatever. Now, I'm old school and I'm also very tactile, so I like things that I can actually hold. So for me, a series Bible is always a notebook. But it doesn't matter what you use, be it physical or digital. The important thing is keeping it up to date as you write and keeping it organized. So yeah, for me, a series Bible is my first essential. A nice, shiny new notebook for a nice, shiny new project.
A lot of writers seem to love putting pen to paper, don't they? So what other essential resources do you need for the world building itself? Do you use any websites or anything like that?
My favourite resource in all the world, and the one I recommend over and over, and pretty much could not live without, is the Cult of Squid name generator. It has a huge number of name generators in loads of different categories, along with geographical location generators, and one of my favourites, the idea generator. It's just really random, like fantasy-esque ideas. Basically, they could just be book titles. I often use them as writing prompts. I also use name generators at Seventh Sanctum. They have an awesome pirate ship namer and a generator for tavern names. It's so cool. And we will put links to both of those sites in the show notes, which you can find at greatwesternwoods.com.
Cool. I use Pinterest to collect ideas, inspiration, research, and so on. Obviously not just for my world, but for characters too. Then in Scrivener, I make use of the research folder in the binder to organise anything that I might want to have to hand while I'm writing. But honestly, I don't use it that much compared to some writers, because I use my series notebook, which I tend to have open beside me while I actually write.
So what are the essential world building elements?
There are lots of prompts out there on the internet, and you can quickly get bogged down in them, to be honest. Unless you're basically world building for fun, just for the sake of it, you probably don't need to systematically go through 1,000 prompts. I think there are some absolutely essential things that you need to define about your world, either before you start writing very early. This obviously depends on your genre, but I think defining any supernatural features is one of the primary elements of world building. So do you have fantastical creatures or demons or aliens? Is there magic? If so, what's possible with it? What are the limitations or risks associated with it? The sci-fi equivalent might be, how does faster than light travel work? Or what other advanced technologies are there?
Yeah, definitely. I think your genre is a basic to decide on before you begin world building, because it informs so much. Your genre defines a lot in terms of, like you say, magic and supernatural elements, technology, characters, the layout of your world, and also how big that world is. What I mean is, an urban fantasy is likely to encompass a single city, and epic fantasy is likely to encompass a group of adjoining countries. A sci-fi may well be an entire universe. Of course, you can play with these things, but if you do stray too far from reader expectations, ultimately, marketing your book is going to be really, really difficult. I also think that world map is an essential thing for starting out with. It's so easy to get lost in your own world. If you have a town on the coast and then halfway through the book, it switches to a mountain village, your readers are going to notice and it will be reflected in your reviews. So a map is pretty much the first thing I ever do. And especially if I'm writing a series, that map will expand and I'll add to it as I go along. But it's with me right from the beginning. And it doesn't need to be beautiful at all. It can just be scribbled on a napkin if you want. It just needs to be useful to you.
And when you're ready to delve a bit deeper, what do you think are the next layers to peel back?
Once you've established what your world is like now, I think you need to look at all of the whys, like the history of the world and how and why it has become what it is today. just like, if you have a character who's scared of small spaces because they used to get locked in a cupboard as a child, your world works in exactly the same way. The past leaves scars and fears in the present, and that's both man-made and natural historical events. So a war might move a country's borders, but a volcano eruption or an earthquake might do it as well. The present is not a vacuum. It's a product of everything that's come before, and it informs everything that comes after. And I am not saying that you need to intricately work out 8 million years of history, unless you really want to. But seriously, like, you do need to have a good idea of why your world is like it is, why the people are like they are, because it's not just about the setting. The history of your world also affects the characters and the plot. Like, what a nation fears, what a nation values. It's all based on their culture, which is a product of their history. And then you can fit your characters into that, or you can pitch them against it. Aha, conflict, the basis of all stories. So you see, everything is connected. World, character, plot.
Definitely. Now, a lot of that will inform itself as you start to write, and you won't use all of it. Excuse me. That's why having a series log or notebook or Bible, whatever you want to call it, that's why that's important. It's a place to keep your ideas. You can use the parts that matter to your story, but the rest is there for reference in case you need it. You never quite know what will come out of an idea. A bit of world history. A fairly throwaway line in one of my books turned into a short story of its own, and now that I'm writing a sequel series set 15 years later, my series notebook is an invaluable resource.
Yeah, definitely. Now, one of the other things that I find quite interesting is the history of names. Anyone who knows me even vaguely knows one of my favorite parts of world building is naming stuff. And I also love figuring out the history of folklore attached to that name. I am a little bit of a word nerd. I actually do own an etymology book that I do on occasion, just read for fun. But honestly, if you are interested in etymology, I hugely recommend The Etymologicon by Mark Forsyth. Really accessible and highly entertaining. Honestly, it is a fascinating read. But anyway, so yeah, the history of names. An example would be my novel, The Notary of Gotliss Street, where I have this whole spiel about how most people think the name Gotliss originally started as the word godless, but actually it started as gutless because it's a harbourside street, so there's lots of gutting of fish going on there. In fact, in that book, I have a whole thing about how dialects can, over time, totally change a language to something unrecognisable. Yeah, it was fun having the chance to indulge my inner nerd. So yeah, I find the history of names really fun and interesting, and it's something I love playing with in my worlds, like hiding little meanings or in-jokes, stuff like that. And you know, I'm sure no one ever notices. It's probably only for my own amusement, but whatever.
I'm totally with you on that one. A funny story about this, actually. In the first draft of my first book, my city had all these different area names, and the feedback from beta readers was that it was too confusing. So I took out one of those place names. But in the third book, I had my characters looking into the history of their neighborhood, and they came across this place name, and I threw in the line, I guess that's just what it used to be called.
Awesome. So normally now at this point in the podcast, we talk about something cool that we've seen or read or heard, but I actually want to ask a different something cool question today. Is it okay, do you think, to include something in your world building simply because it's really, really cool? And then reverse engineer it to make it fit your world, to give it a reason for being there.
Yeah, I think it's not only okay, I think it's essential. You should love your world and have fun in it. I think adding details that flesh it out and add texture is part of your job as a writer.
Yeah, totally agree. I love world building, and honestly, I think pretty much all of it is super cool. But yeah, I'm perfectly happy with doing this. I think putting cool, fun stuff into your world is kind of like just adding color. There's no reason it all has to be serious and functional. I mean, there may even be things in your world that are just done that way because they always have been, and no one in the present knows or remembers why they're like that. I mean, there's all kind of things in the real world that we just accept as is without knowing all the whys. So no, don't be afraid to have fun building your world and putting cool stuff in just because it's cool. At the end of the day, it's your world, so it's your rules. That's actually one of the reasons I write fantasy, because no one can tell me I'm wrong. So I thought I would do a world building related would you rather question today. Well, there's a tenuous link to world building, at least. So, Holly, would you rather move house every 6 months, which would include internationally, so you can live anywhere in the world, or would you rather live in the exact same house for your entire life?
That is a really good question. And I don't know the answer because I'm really torn. Like, where I am in my life right now and what I'm yearning for is that travel, because I didn't really do a lot of traveling when I was younger, and I'm starting to get like itchy feet. So part of me really wants to say that. But then I grew up in the same house I lived in from when I was 2 years old to 16. And I would like to give that to my children for them to have that continuity. So I am completely torn. I don't know. How about you?
You're just going to wimp out of answering then.
Yeah.
No, I have got to go with the living in the same house for my entire life, because I really, really hate packing. And do you know what I hate more than packing? Unpacking. Like, I despise those two things with such a passion that, yeah, I would happily live in the exact same house from the day of my birth to the day of my death if it meant I never, ever had to pack or unpack stuff. So, yeah, same location, thank you.
Okay, fair enough. I think that about wraps things up. Yep. So, yeah, join us for our next episode in 2 weeks, in which we'll be talking about getting out and going to writing industry events, conventions, book signings, and meeting readers.
Right, well, thanks for listening to this episode of the Great Western Woods World Building Podcast. We will be back in 2 weeks with more world building tips and tricks.
You can find us in all the usual places. We're on Instagram at Great Western Woods Podcast, all one word. And the show notes and whatnot are on our website, greatwesternwoods.com.